This is Frank Coffin speaking from the submarine USS Hawkbill, which is tied up at the seawall just above the Burnside Bridge and at the foot of Pine Street. In just a few moments, we're going to let you hear what takes place when a submarine submerges. The captain of the Hawkbill, F.W. Scanlon, Jr., and the executive officer, Lieutenant L.R. Folkley, are going to tell us first something of the boat and something of her action during five war patrols in the Pacific. The Hawkbill was built hundreds of miles from salt water at Manitowoc, Wisconsin, launched January 9, 1944, and commissioned May 17th of the same year with Mrs. F.W. Scanlon, Jr., wife of the commanding officer, as sponsor. 4 days after commissioning, an extensive training period began that took her from the Great Lakes to New Orleans, the Caribbean, through the Panama Canal to Pearl Harbor, where training was completed and the first patrol started on August 23, 1944. The engagements of the Hawkbill are many and thrilling. Time won't permit our telling all of them, but the commanding officer has agreed to tell us about a couple of the actions. We'd like to have you meet Commander F.W. Scanlon, Jr., captain of the submarine Hawkbill. Commander, I know that you have many stories you could tell us about the Hawkbill and her participation in winning the war, but there must have been one or two of which you are exceptionally proud or that remain foremost in your mind.
Yes, there are a couple in which I think you'd be interested. Naturally, the officers and men aboard are proud of every engagement of the boat.
Well, in reading the Hawkbill's history, I was intrigued by the action in which you sank a fast Jap mine layer. I know there's a story behind the attack that would be of interest, too.
Well, yes, that particular attack happens to be my favorite also. There's a little story behind the story that I would like to mention. The particular ship involved is the Jap mine layer Hatsutaka, a 2,000-ton high-speed ship being used at the time in anti-submarine work. The day before we made our attack, the Hatsutaka had severely depth-charged and driven to the bottom for several hours, one of our sister submarines, and 2 weeks previously had depth-charged and destroyed one of our sister submarines, whose captain was one of my closest friends. So naturally, this particular attack means a great deal to us. It occurred right off the coast of Malaya, about 150 miles north of Singapore, in the Gulf of Siam. The attack occurred about 5 o'clock in the morning, 2 hours before daylight. There was just enough visibility for us to see the enemy. We went in on the surface, very close to shore and in shallow water, launched our torpedoes from the surface, six from the bow tubes, and hit the target with two of them. Unfortunately, it wasn't sufficient to sink him, only damaged him and put him temporarily out of commission. He held us away from the scene of the attack for the next few hours of remaining darkness with his four-inch guns and small-caliber machine guns. We submerged at daylight and closed the scene, and about 11 o'clock in the morning, we're able to line our sights up on this fellow, who was at that time being towed into the beach by a small freighter. We fired three more torpedoes from an extremely long range. We had set them very shallow because they had to run over a planted minefield, and we were afraid that they might get entangled in the mines and cause us to miss. Center torpedo of the spread struck the Hatsutaka amidships, very fortunately, and she was down in less than 30 seconds, I suppose. We were very anxious to have tangible proof to ourselves that we had sunk the Hatsutaka, so as soon as she was down, we surfaced the Hawkbill and ran in close to the wreckage and cruised around for about 20 minutes until we were able to pick up one of her life rings, which we now proudly display in our control room. That's about the gist of that attack, Mr. Coffin.
All right, Captain Scanlon, that's fine, and I've had the pleasure of seeing the life ring. It's hanging in the, you call it the control room?
The control room, that's right.
All right, well, we have time for...